Are you tired of feeling burned out? I know I used to feel burned out all the time. And then I discovered some tips, tools, and strategies to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I will be sharing them on this show, as well as interviewing experts that are going to help you transform from exhausted to energized and stressed out to serene. If you're ready to break free from the burnout for good, let's jump into the show. Welcome, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Today, we have a wonderful guest on the show. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant podcast, Chuhung.
Thank you so much. And every time you say that, I just feel like in joy because, that is who we are. And just as we have to claim it, own it. Thank you.
Yes, just saying it is an affirmation that feels so good. Balanced, beautiful, and abundant.
Yes.
So let me tell my audience a little bit about you. So Chuhung Hung, right, supports purpose-driven coaches and all people, because that's everybody listening to the show. We are all struggling with burnout, perfectionism, and overwhelm. She helps you release your limiting beliefs so you can step into your greatness and get momentum with your life. So Chuhung, how did you get into this space and become a business and mindset sage?
I think everybody has a journey, especially with purpose driven, right? So for me, it's like in my 40s, basically, I felt that my soul was knocking on my door. I say, okay, what are you going to do? You're going to still procrastinate for another 10 years? Or are you going to get on with it? You don't have much time left now because basically, right? And the shoulda, coulda, regrets. So I sort of, I call it, okay, it's like choice time. And I'm glad that I have this inner resilience and inner rebel in me that says, damn it. I know I finally know what I'm here to be in service of. And, and because I have children too, I say, what do I want to leave as a legacy? And, once I understand my bigger why, then it's like, it's like my North Star, it supports me. Yeah, but it doesn't mean, but I'm just going to say that when you're stuck, if there's a goodness out of it, that means that you are putting yourself in a very uncomfortable situation. You're willing to go beyond your comfort zone. And that's the goodness piece. And the piece that you want to do is if you have a pattern of it, do get support. There is usually reasons why you have that patterns of being stuck, either in overwhelmed, overthinking, procrastination, perfectionism, all those things.
Yeah. So what are some of your techniques to get us rerouted? We all know we want to be balanced, beautiful, and abundant and living in our power, but we do have some fear, some limiting beliefs. What are some of your favorite techniques or methods to help people get unstuck?
Yeah, thank you. Number one, I would say is first, do not be careful of you when you say, I am a procrastinator. I am a perfectionist. Because when you do that, you basically step into saying that your identity, right? Mm-hmm. And but you're this beautiful person who has a lot, it's, I call it, you're the queen of your kingdom. You have a lot to do lots of things that you want to do for your to live in beauty and abundance and joy. And so I would say, first thing to say, oh, I'm doing this procrastinating thing again. And I'm doing this procrastination, that is phrased for right now. Because when you do that, it means that it's not a forever thing. It's for right now. And then choice time, what do you want to do with it, right?
Yeah, so what would be a good way to show someone they have choices? What is choice time when they feel like they're kind of in a negative loop of repeating their old story of maybe I'm not good enough or I don't have enough time or I'm too old, I'm too fat, whatever it is. Yeah. All the good men are already taken. Like what? How do you show someone that that's not, they have choices?
Right. The first thing, you touch on it, a story, right? We all love stories. And if you do it, then it's a, if I'm going to borrow from Byron Katie, who's this person, she say there's four questions. So first is, okay, this is what you're saying. Number two, is it 100% true?
Mm-hmm.
And if you say it's 100% true, okay, fine. If it's not 100% true, then you better reflect and why you keep wanting a story. Because especially if it's a pattern, it's very comforting.
Mm.
And even worse, you can get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And so
it's like an old pair of jeans that is totally out of style, but just fits so well. It's so much easier to slip in that old pair of jeans or old pair of sweatpants rather than wear something new and sexy that could be a little uncomfortable, but it's like getting out of your comfort zone. And I think that so many people, they're addicted to their pain. They're addicted to their comfort zone.
Yeah. And, you know, and the reason for that is that there's a part of you, your subconscious mind, and one of its prime goals is to protect you. So if you have a habit of procrastinating as a way to cover whatever you don't deal with, it's going to say, oh, go procrastinate some more. It doesn't say it's going to do it in a healthy way.
So how can we break procrastination and just get into action if somebody feels like, I know I should pay my taxes. I know I should write this book. I know I should call this person back. Like, they know what they should do, but they can't do it. They're in procrastination. So what are some tips to get out of it?
One of them is get support. I always, you know, I find someone, have an accountability buddy and be very clear about it as to, you know, I got to do this. And you got to not just say, I got to do it. You got to bring up the calendar. You're going to put a timestamp. You're going to do when. That's the most. Mm-hmm. And you also want to do, if it's due to taxes, I've done that, guilty. I have to say, okay, what is the smallest thing? We call it MTO. What is the minimum micro step you have to do towards that?
You know? Yes, that is so true. It's like, don't try to eat the whole elephant, you know, just do it one bite at a time. And like, if you could just do a micro step, like just organizing like one category of your receipts or something. I have four businesses. So my taxes are like, every year I'm like, I'm not going to stress out. I'm not going to procrastinate, but then I do it every year. So how could we make something that is so arduous, like doing your taxes, fun? Because I know we were saying before we hit record, like, Having fun is so important to create momentum and get unstuck in your life.
Yeah. Think of all.
Are you tired of endless diets and frustrating results? I know I was, and I didn't want to count calories, count macros, and I definitely didn't want to jab myself in the stomach with a needle to get the benefits of GLP-1. I'm so grateful I discovered the Body Transformation System. I have been on this easy to follow supplement program for a month, and I cannot even believe it. I went from 25% to 17% body fat. I haven't been under 20% body fat in my entire adult life. What I love about this system is it's all natural. It helps you regulate appetite, boost your metabolism, and burn fat. No chemicals, no needles, no harsh stimulants, no side effects, just results. All you have to do is go to the show notes to grab your sample. I can't wait for you to get the same results that I'm getting. And let's get lean and strong together. See you back in the show.
Think of what, you know, okay, what would flip it? If I pay my taxes or if I do my taxes, what would I gain?
Mm.
Yeah. Wow. I get how much back?
Yeah.
What I can do with that, right?
That's yeah.
You got to follow the conversation. Don't just get stuck in that, say, I'm stuck with this. Don't stop there. That's the negative energy. You got to bring yourself to a place energetically, to a place of feeling, making peace with it, I call it, making peace with others, because you have to do some forgiveness. You know, I've been doing this, I got to forgive myself. So make peace with it. And then you feel more hopeful, more optimistic. And when you're in that, I call it the magnificent manifestation zone, where all things can support you. You know, the woo-woo part of you can support you. There'll be, you know, things will show up to support you. And so I call it the minding your action, the metrics, right? If you're in business, and the magic piece, put that together. And so the emotional piece is very important to be aware of.
We get out of burnout and into that magical manifestation zone. Get out of burnout.
Yeah.
Into that magical manifestation zone where things are happening with ease and grace.
Yeah. The first thing, you got to acknowledge it. And I do, if you just use words, you could say, you know, when I am in burnout, what actions am I taking? Who am I? And when I'm not that person, what am I instead? Mm-hmm. That could cause you to reflect more and focus on what is it you want to be, and focus on that. We call that a future you. You know, when I'm not in burnout, I'm this amazing person making a difference, being out there, being beautiful, being thriving. And then keep your focus on that piece. But if you seriously burn out, I do an energetic thing where I can tell you, I learned this from Carol Tuttle. It's you got to calm your nervous system, because if you don't calm your nervous system, you know, women especially, you have hormones in you that get suppressed when you're in stress and you burn out. It's your estrogen, your progesterone that will support you in being calm, in making sure you have a good night's sleep, you know. And instead, if you're in the fight, fright, and that's not going to support you. So I would say put your finger and just on your left, left ear, you just tap around it, you know, go around it and just say, you know, I am, and say all the things that you say, I'm so burnt out, you know, I don't know how to get out of it. You know, I wish that someone could do everything for me. I hate it. I hate myself in this. I'm so angry. I'm so frustrated. Okay. Just release it, because by speaking it, it releases the energetic negative. And then you're going to take it from your heart and say, okay, I'm releasing it. You know, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then you put your hand on over your right ear. And now you say, what is it that you are? You know, I am this magnificent self. I know that I do so much amazing stuff for people. You know, I want to continue that. I want to leave a legacy. I am amazing. I am brilliant. I'm going to honor that. Look at the energy. You sort of settle enough, goes. And then you take your hand and just say, oh, this is the energy that I want to have.
Beautiful. Oh, my God. This is definitely the energy that I want. So how can people find you online, and how can people stay in touch with you to get some more amazing tips to stay out of perfectionism and burnout?
Yeah, I do have a gift. It's called 5 Steps to Breakthrough Procrastination. I'm going to give you the link, and you can share that. And procrastinators, here you are. Click on that link, because in that gift is another $300 gift that's going to support you.
And a gift within a gift.
Yes. And we got to keep you motivated, excited, and just knowing that abundance can come, beauty can come when you can, you know, take that one little micro step.
What do you do when you're starting to feel drained or exhausted?
I first really acknowledge it. I don't just say I am stressed. I try to pinpoint what it is. You know, I'm stressed about not making the 3 calls that I'm supposed to make today. So then I know what I'm stressed for, right? Then I say, okay, when I'm not this stressful person, what would I be doing instead? Who would I be? The being. I have my own business. I'm the CEO of my company. Geez, you know, I could have stepped in the quality of production, right? And so that's what I do. And then I do this. I've got a lot of methods, but this is good. This is very calming. It's very fast. I could do this while I'm driving. I'm like, you know, sometimes my you know, those gremlins go in my mind. I'm driving. Okay, got to release it. And then I have a song I sing to myself because music and affirmations really is very uplifting. And I say, you know, I will say, I am love, I'm happiness, I'm abundance, I'm radiant health. Oh, joy. Just reaffirming that this is really who I am, because that's who we are when we're born with this beautiful person. Look, you know, just want to be having fun, want to be have lots of freedom and all that. And so let's go back to just want to remind you of that. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Chuhung, for being on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. Thank you, everyone, for listening to another wonderful episode. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you for this time, Rebecca.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I hope you found great advice and actionable tips. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend. And if you loved it, rate, review, and subscribe. We are so excited to watch you transform from burned out to blissed out as you continue with us on this transformation journey. Until next time, keep your vibe high and magnetize. Imagine looking back at the end of 2025 and saying the best decision I ever made in the entire year was going to the Mindset Manifestation Retreat in Playa del Carmen, Mexico with Rebecca. Not only will we set intentions, goals, and strategies for your new year, we will give you 21 customized affirmations, a vision board, a power word, a playlist, and every tool you need to get all seven pillars of your life to a level 10 and to crush your goals in 2025. In addition to all the goal setting and masterminding, you'll get to relax in a luxury spa, do yoga, and have a sound bath, all at a beautiful retreat in amazing Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And if you can't make it all the way to Mexico, which I know you want to do, and I can't wait to see you in Mexico, I'm having a little mini version of that on December 29th. It is a free training I do every year for my community called the New Year, New You Workshop, where you will get 21 customized affirmations to make sure that 2025 is your best year ever. Go to the show notes to learn more. I'll see you at the retreat.